The new movie features the story of an American citizen who failed the test of keeping his country's secrets. The movie has a one-word title, Breach. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan has this review.
Breach is a crackling tale of real-life espionage that doubles as a compelling psychological drama. At its core are the intricacies of human relationships. It stars Ryan Philippe, Laura Linney, and the formidable Chris Cooper, have the talent to turn a headline-making story into subtle and complex drama. The film's title comes from a statement by former Attorney General John Ashcroft, who described the 2001 arrest of veteran FBI agent Robert Hansen for spying for the Soviet Union as, quote, a very serious breach in the security of the United States. News footage of the Ashcroft statement is the first thing you see on screen in Breach. It took enormous confidence for director Billy Ray to begin this way, to jettison the potential hook of, is he guilty or not, that a lesser film would have clung to for dear life. But because Breach has the kind of involving situations and smart dialogue that make gifted actors grateful, it doesn't need any extra help.
What are you doing?
You want to be an agent or don't you? Prone! Left hand, right hand, 5 yards with gun in holster. You get 3 seconds to fire 5 shots.
What are you doing?
Who is calling you in the car?
What?
After Ashcroft, Breach flashes back 2 months. A young FBI trainee, played by Philippe, is given a new assignment by a special agent played by Laura Linney. He will be working for Robert Hansen, but his real job is to both spy on the man and gain his confidence. Ryan Philippe is an actor whose charisma is cold and stoical, so he's well cast as someone who will have to play a double game with a world-class double agent. And no actress is better than Laura Linney at personalizing smart, powerful women.
Come to admire him, I see.
Yes.
Respect him?
Yes.
Well, that was inevitable. For our purposes, it was sort of necessary. He's a traitor, Eric. Started spying for the Russians, we think, in 1985.
It is Chris Cooper, however, as the complicated and contradictory Hansen, who dominates Breach as the man he portrays dominated his own world, setting the rules of the game he played and demolishing them with equal aplomb. Cooper's Hansen is such a formidable presence, he terrifies everyone he meets. He is ferociously smart, ruthless and abrasive, with a reflexively suspicious mind. Cooper's success with Hansen is that he plays all of his character's contradictions as if they don't exist, casually creating layers of complexity like they were the most natural things in the world. The actor's past work, including his Oscar for adaptation, demonstrates his great gift for bringing a fierce reality to characters, and his bear of a performance here leaps off the screen and throttles you. And that's just one of the pieces that makes Breach the most involving cinematic puzzle of the year.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. And if you missed yesterday's interview with Chris Cooper, star of Breach, well, you didn't really miss it after all. It's at npr.org.